Tell the truth.
Yeah.
So next time you're having an argument with somebody, try to say, I'm really breaking my communication link with you right now. Because I feel like we might get a chance to practice. I feel like we might get a chance to practice one day. Because we're getting to know each other. So it's pretty much know it's in the future. If you're going to get into a personal relationship, there's possibility of some misperception always hanging around. So no sense of being unrealistic. I'm going to do the voice. I want to take a minute just to get us centered. Okay? So just kind of listen to my voice a minute. We're going to get centered. Take a breath. Remind yourself it's okay to feel good. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a magnificent creator, and you are here by your powerful and deliberate desire. To be here, you have a desire to be here. You had a desire to be here. You had a desire to be here. You have specifically applied the wondrous law of deliberate creation. And by your ability to deliberately create, you are here. Go forth and attract life experiences to help you decide what you want. And once you have decided what you want, give thought only to what you want. Most of your time will be spent collecting data that will help you decide what it is you want. But your real work is to decide upon what you want. Your real work is to decide upon what you want and then focus upon what you want. It is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. It's through focusing on what you want, you will attract it. Through focusing on what you want, you will attract it. That is the process of creating. Focus on what you want and you will attract it. Focus upon what you want, and you will attract it. I will focus on what I want, and I will attract it. I will focus on what I want, and I will attract it. I will focus on what I want, and I will attract it. Focus on what you want, and you will attract it. Focus on what you want, and you will attract it. Focus on what you don't want, and you will attract it. Focus on what you don't want, and you will attract it. If you focus on what you don't want, you will attract it. Focus on what you want, and you will attract it. Focus on what you want, and you will attract it. Okay. So we're going to continue on chapter 5 in the Course of Miracles on page 75. You don't have to believe it, accept it, welcome it. Some of it you're going to find hard to believe. Some of it's going to be really startling. Okay. I left off on paragraph 3. I'm gonna go over that. The principle of the atonement and the separation begin at the same time. When your ego was made, God placed in the mind the call to joy. This call to joy is so strong that the ego always dissolves at its sound. That's why you must choose to hear one of two voices within you. One voice you made yourself, that voice isn't of God, but the other voice is given you by God, and God asks you only to listen to the voice that was given you by God. So the voice that was given you by God, the Holy Spirit, is in you in a very literal sense. The voice that was given you by God, His is the voice that calls you back to where you were before and will be again. It's possible, even in this world, to only hear the voice that God has given you and no other voice. It takes effort and great willingness to learn. It's the final lesson that I learned. And God's sons are as equal as learners as they are as sons. Okay. The Course in Miracles is talking about love or fear. So I'm going to go back through it, and I'm going to give you the Course in Miracles interpretation of those words. And so we can hear it another way, because that's the beauty of the Course. So the principle of us being one and the principle of us being separate, both of them happen at the same time. When you made the fear and the upset up in your mind, love gave you and placed in your mind the call for you to be happy. This call for you to be happy is so strong that when you really hear the call for you to be happy, it will dissolve your fear, which is your ego. So your ego always dissolves at the sound of your own call for your own happiness. So when you start asking for your happiness, your fear will dissolve. Anybody understand this statement? When you call for your happiness, when you go for your joy, your fear will dissolve. Your ego will dissolve. Your worry will dissolve. Okay. Now, you got to choose whether or not you're going to listen to one or two voices that's inside of you. You got to decide whether you're going to listen to one or two voices that you're listening to. There are two voices that you're listening to. Then the Course says you got to decide which one of the voices that you're going to listen to. Let's get this straight. There are two voices in our minds, and there are two voices. There's two voices in our mind, and we've got to decide which one of the voices we're going to listen to. Everybody in this room, I don't care what you think. You just got two voices in your mind. I don't care what you think. But I know everybody in this room got two voices in their mind. Now, the Course then went on to tell us what the difference between the two voices. It says one of the voices that you always listen to is the voice that you're making up. I'll say it again. Earl, all day long, you're listening to what you're telling yourself. Earl, all day long, you're either listening to what you're telling yourself, the voice you made up, it's what you're telling yourself, or you're listening to the voice of love, which is God. He says, and you can tell the difference with that voice is because the voice that you made up, the one that you're telling yourself, the talking that you're doing to yourself, that is not the voice of love. The voice that's telling you that you're pretty much crap is not the voice of love. The voice that's telling you that you don't really deserve to have a good relationship, and you don't deserve prosperity and abundance and spiritual joy and oneness, and you don't deserve all the good stuff. The Course says, that is not the voice of God. That's not the voice of love. So it says two voices in my mind. One is a loving voice. One is a fearful voice. I got to decide which one I'm going to listen to. Because if I listen to the joyful voice, it already told me it will dissolve the fearful voice that I made up. That's what it just told us. Anybody don't understand that? There are two voices in your mind. You have to choose which voice you're going to listen to. One voice you made up. One voice is given you by God. If you listen to the voice that comes from God, it will dissolve the voice that is making you afraid. Anybody don't understand that? Everybody with me? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
You're with me. Everybody with me? I'm going to check with you. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Talk to me now. All right. Okay. I'm just like you. Crazy. Trying to get back to my sanity. Okay. We all the same in here. You know. Okay. You hear me, Adriana? You have two voices inside of you. One voice is Doug's, and one voice is the voice of God. Which one are you going to listen to? Go with God. Doug Coulter, go with God. It's a choice between him and God. Go with God. You need to stay with somebody like that. I approve of him. I love him too. But I won't try to take him away from you.
God told me to move.
Okay, that's right. Come over closer to me.
Okay.
All right. All right. Man, you know what's so terrible about love? Love doesn't have a body. So when you really start getting in touch with love, a person's sexual identity doesn't matter as far as you loving them. But we have love and sex so hopelessly confused that the minute you say love somebody, everybody thinks sex somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, no, I'm talking about love.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is the opposite of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm not condemning sex. I love sex.
Me too.
But. I knew you were sitting next to me for a reason. I'm so sincere. Don't mess around and think you're safe. You know we can't. You know we have to let our representative come to these classes. We can't let our real self show up. This is our representative in here. You know that's who go out with people for the first time is a representative a lot of times.
Yeah.
Then the representative reports back to you what it learned. Okay, and then you decide whether or not you're gonna let that person really share you after the representative tells you whether or not they cool. You know what I'm saying? But people never see the real you until you feel safe. You can't even hold it back when you feel safe. That's how I can tell whether I love somebody or not. If I'm around you and I'm sleeping with one eye open, you might not be the one. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't. But I can't. By a referral from this week, woman,
mm-hmm.
And she told me you were very funny, and that is absolutely true.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're saying, but you're funny. No, but I tell you what, you know, the joy is the healing. I'm with you.
That's funny, I got what you're saying, mm-hmm. But I just, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. The biggest thing in my mind so far in the 3 minutes that I've been here mm-hmm. is that you're quite humorous.
Thank you. I would much rather have somebody laughing and smiling around me than want to kill me if I had a choice. So I'm glad. I'm thankful. I want you to have a good time with me. That's my goal. And if I don't pull it off to you, it's your fault. I just want to get that clear. Okay. I love it. This is funny stuff. Okay. So let's go back one more time, because sometimes I swear people tell me the Course in Miracles is hard to understand. Okay, it says that as soon as we were separate from God, which is love, at the same moment the separation happened, the answer happened to the separation. You better with me on that.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we made up our fear, then the Course says God, which is love, placed in our mind the call to joy. So as soon as you got upset, then there was a part of your mind that was activated that would want your joy. Okay, now, this call for your joy is so strong that if you hear it, you would dissolve your fear, which is your ego. So, there are two voices. I need to learn how to listen to the call for joy instead of listening to the voice I made up that made me upset and afraid in the first place. Okay?
Yeah.
Because when I listen to the voice of my call to joy. That means I'm walking through the world calling for love. I'm walking through the world calling for God. I'm walking through the world calling for happiness. I'm walking through the world calling for freedom. I'm walking through the world calling for a good time. I'm walking through the world calling for love. I'm so busy calling for love and requesting love and inviting love that I don't have time enough to listen to the part of my mind that would make me afraid all the time.
Yes.
It's dissolved. I'm focused on the answer, not the problem. Okay? So, then he says this voice, the Holy Spirit, is in you in a very literal sense. In other words, there's a voice inside of you that's calling you to come back to where you were before you got upset. Yeah. I'm trying to get you back to where you were before you got into the fear and upset in the first place. There's a part of you that's trying to take you back to your peace. That's the Holy Spirit. Then it says, and this is the part I don't like. It says, it's possible even in this world to only hear the voice that's calling you to love and no other voice. So it is possible for you to only hear your guidance and no other voice. It's possible for you to hear your guidance and no other voice. It's possible. He says, but you know what? It takes great effort. I knew it was a pitch, right? And what is great effort? Well, the Course says great effort is just great willingness to learn. So, in order for me to learn how to only listen to the part of Earl that loves him takes a great willingness. I have to have a great willingness to listen to the voice inside of me that loves me. I have to have a great willingness to listen to the voice for God. It's going to take effort. It's going to take a great willingness to hear this other voice other than the one that we've been listening to and telling ourselves. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Takes what?
Willingness.
Yeah, and that's why we're showing up here on Sunday doing our own personal study. I know people are not going to hang around the Course that's looking for one of their McDonald's spiritual fixes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that instant come here and everything's supposed to be right, and if it don't, I'm gone. But if I got to put forth any personal effort, I'm not going to do it. Okay. That's all right with me. I just want you to have a good time while you're playing around. Because I benefit from every beneficial loving thought anybody has anywhere. So I want everybody to be happy. Because since they're one with me, it filters through my experience and I get a chance to get some of the effect of their joy too. So I'm benefiting from people I don't even know, and people I don't even know are benefiting from me. Because you know, every time I feel good, I'm part of the one mind. I'm sending some good feeling to all of you. And it's waiting for you when you're ready to stop listening to the voice that's upsetting you. Mm-hmm. But it's there. I'm doing my part. Don't say I'm not loving you. I am loving you. You just won't let yourself feel it. So why should I sweat it? My job is to love you, not to make you feel it. So I love people, but I can't make them feel it. I'm not trying to make them feel it. Because it's there. All they got to do is get out of the way, start listening to themselves, and they'll see my love is right there. They'll feel it. All the people in my life feel my love. They walk up and say, I feel it. Mm-hmm. I know, because I'm giving to you. Then some people say, I don't feel it. Well, that's not my problem. Because I just told you, I love you. Mm-hmm. But my job is to convince you. See, I'm listening to the one voice. It's dissolving my fear. The more I listen to the one voice, the more I'm not afraid to love the people in this room and be open. Why am I so open? Why am I sitting up here so open? Because I'm listening to a voice that's telling me I'm safe enough to sit in front of you and talk to you. If I was listening to my little bashful, shy voice that when I was a little kid, I was so bashful I wouldn't stand up when I walked in the room, I'd crawl around the baseboard. That's how shy I was. If I was still listening to that voice, I would have crawled in here on my hands and knees today. And I would have really tripped, especially for somebody coming the first time. You like, out of here, the teacher crawling in here on his hands and knees up against the baseboard.
And talk from the other room.
And then talk from the other room because he was too shy to sit. The class sit in one room and the teacher in another room because he was too shy to. Okay. You know. So he says, the next thing he says, it's the final lesson I learned. I love this. So the last lesson I have to learn is how to listen to the voice for God inside me only. That's my last lesson, is to listen to love only. Okay? Then the book says, you know what? We're equal. We're equal as learners and we're equal as children of God. So don't worry. Don't sweat about anybody being better than you. They're just people who get more publicity than you. There's nobody, you know, you're not any less important than Paul McCartney or President Bush or anybody else. They just get more publicity. So you think that means they're somehow more important. We all equal as learners. They learning, you learning, I'm learning. We all learning. We all the same. We learners. The Course says there's only one level, the learning level, and we're all on it. But I want to be special
So I'll say my learning level is level 7A-B.
Right.
And your learning level is 2-3-A.
Right.
Because I want to be special.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be special?
Yeah.
Yes. When I walk in the room, I want everybody to notice me, even if I think I don't like the way I look. Okay. Okay, that was that paragraph. That was one paragraph of the course. Did y'all see that when y'all read it? Did I say anything that wasn't in the paragraph?
No.
Okay. Right. So you don't have to analyze the course. The Course in Miracles actually tells you what it's saying all along the way. That's why, and it makes so much sense, you could walk in for your very first time and you'd have to admit that it makes sense that there's two voices inside of you. You got to decide which one you want to listen to. And the one you want to listen to is the one that's giving you the good advice all the time. Nobody has, anybody could walk off that street and walk in here and could relate to what I'm saying. That's how you know it's the truth. Everybody can get it if they want to. Now, how long it takes you to believe what you heard, that's up to you. That's your personal work. You see what I mean? So, you know, your job is to get a message. Your job is not to make sure the person gets it. So you give, you know what I'm saying? You give somebody some advice. Are you going to stick around until they decide to use it?
No.
No, your job was to give them give them the best you had to give, and then you move on. I got tired of moving around, so now people just leave me. I got tired of moving around, so mine is reversed. I stay in one place and everybody leave me.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. They stick around as long as they like me, and then they leave the minute they don't particularly need to be in my physical experience anymore.
Right.
And so that's cool.
That is.
That is cool as it can be.
I agree.
Don't you think that's cool?
Yeah.
You just think somebody walk in the room and for whatever reason they didn't resonate with me. You know what I'm saying? And it just don't come back.
Right.
Isn't it sweet?
Yeah, it really is.
Isn't it beautiful? I almost just want to cry. You ought to be so thankful for the people who've left you.
Yeah.
You should.
I know.
Anybody that for whatever reason they can see your value anymore and they decided to go?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Because somebody cool gonna walk right into that slot and they're gonna be even more loving than the person that left. If I am willing to welcome the next person, which is forgiveness. I welcome the next is forgiveness. But if I'm full of grievances, maybe the next person will come be worse than the one that left. Not only would it be worse than the one that left, then I'd be trying to get back the person that left because it looked like my life was happier when I was with them. Mm-hmm. So if somebody trying to get back with you after they broke up with you, just didn't have a better time where they went. If they had a really great time, they would not be calling you back saying, can we get back together? They call you back because it didn't quite work out. And you somehow, because of the comparison between you and new person, you seem like you're the better person. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's wild. That's wild. But I'm pretty successful that the ones people leave me, they never try to come back. So I pretty much feel that. I think everybody benefited more when they left me. And that's why I don't have any guilt. Because if anybody's ever been with me is happier, then that means that I'm really innocent.
Right.
So then I can be ready for the person who I am their next reward.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is not want to get anything from them. You know. You like sex and you ain't trying to get nothing from nobody. That'd be really cool. No wonder your name is Sunshine. People who are afraid of joy will not be back. Okay, now. And there are people that are afraid of joy. I'm coming to a class to learn how to be happy. How dare you be happy before your time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to work on joy. Don't expect me to be happy today. You know. So each paragraph of the course is so cool. Okay, I'm going to say something to you all. So cool. Let's see if it's something you ever heard before.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Lay it on.
Okay. I'm going to have 20 seconds, though. Just 20 seconds.
20 seconds. All time.
Lord, I love you all so much. I really hope everybody can feel it. Everybody who can feel it, raise their hand. Okay. If you mean you don't feel it, that's okay. I'll be okay. But that's great. You know, that's awesome. Think about that miracle. You know, that's good because now I can feel safer. I can feel safer to be myself even more now. See, I don't have to keep holding back like I've been doing. See, that's how you know you got the right people around. One said, I love sex and I'm not trying to get nothing. The other one said, unleash the beast. That's, hey, I've been working for that for 25 years. For this very day. The day that my beast was unleashed. I will promise. I promise to practice safe beast unleashed. Okay. It says, you are the kingdom of heaven.
Cool.
Well, that pretty much blows me wanting to go there. You know, if you got low self-esteem and somebody tell you you're the kingdom of heaven, you get depressed. Oh, you know what I'm saying? If you don't really love yourself and somebody say you're the kingdom of heaven, you go, oh, no. I was hoping heaven was a lot better than me. Okay?
Yeah.
So, but if you kind of got high self-esteem and you're seeing yourself correctly and somebody say you are the kingdom of heaven, you go, oh, that sounds good. Okay? He says, so whenever you talk about going to heaven, you're talking about going to you. I heard. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
When you talk about going to heaven, you're talking about going to you.
Going to me.
I want to go to me when I die.
Yeah,
I want to go to me when I die.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's the best way. That's the best place.
If you love yourself, it sounds like the best place. If you hate yourself, you're trying to get away from you. As much as fast as you can, but then everywhere you go, you're there.
You find yourself.
Yeah, and then you go, oh, I thought I got away from me, but I'm still here. You know. So then you distract yourself with people to keep you from thinking about yourself. Then you disappear.
Yeah.
You get so lost into somebody else, you disappear because you're trying to run away from yourself.
Not being yourself.
Okay. So he says, now the reason why, he says, now you're the kingdom of heaven, which I will paraphrase and say, you are the bomb. Okay. But you have let the belief in darkness, which the Course says fear, enter your mind, and so you need a new light. You need a new truth. And so anybody here got a light? Anybody here got a light?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a light?
There's a light.
Thank you. That, and what is a light? It's a new truth.
Expansion.
I need a new truth. Why do I need a new truth? Because I've let the belief in my fear into my mind. I've let the belief in my insecurity into my mind. I've let the belief in my lack into my mind. So I need a new truth. Because I'm the kingdom of heaven, but I don't even think I'm the kingdom of heaven because I've let some darkness into my mind. So I need some help, you all. I need a new light. Okay. Okay. Now sometimes when you're in a relationship and you get ready to go into another, that's all you're doing. You're just getting a new light. The old light went out. Yeah, your light went out. You get a new light. Okay, so those of you who are on the lookout for a new light, that's okay. That's okay. I've never seen people who keep a match around after they've struck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's time for your new light. Okay. That's what your new truth. Okay. Then it says the Holy Spirit is the radiance you must let banish the idea of darkness. So when you call on the Holy Spirit, you're saying, I call on the radiance I must let banish the idea of fear. I call on the radiance that I must let banish the idea of fear. I call on the radiance that I must let what? Banish the idea of darkness. Now, Holy Spirit is the glory before which the dissociation falls away. And then the Course says dissociation is nothing but the forgetting of the truth. Okay? So what do I need to give glory to? I need to give glory to the idea that my radiance will banish my fear. My radiance will banish my fear. My radiance will banish my fear. What is my radiance? My radiance is my call to joy. My radiance is my happiness. My radiance is my happy. I'm like right now, if I'm happy around you and I'm extending peace to you, you're actually experiencing my radiance right now. And I'm experiencing your radiance right now. When we laughed, that was our radiance. We were like, radiance? And then and, you know, every time somebody laughs, it's like they're radiating. When someone's happy and laughing, they're radiating. So don't feel guilty if you're not happy. Because if you're not happy, you're just not radiating nothing. So you ain't doing nothing to nobody. Your light just turned off. But you're not hurting nobody. I've never been burned by a light bulb that wasn't on.
There's no light in a black hole either, but then...
Is that a racial comment?
So
what'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. All right, then it was something I'm not supposed to be aware I heard. Okay, so.
Oh, God.
So when you focus on your radiance, he says, the glory before which your dissociation falls away. And he says, when your dissociation falls away, my dissociation from my happiness, when that falls away, the dissociation from my radiance, the Holy Spirit, when it falls away, he says, the kingdom of heaven, which is you, will break through into your own when you let your joy banish your fear.
Wow.
You will break through into your own when you let your own desire to be happy banish your fear.
Wow.
It's not just you have to be happy. It says you have to have the call for it. And that's what people keep thinking, oh, I got to be happy before I can have happiness. You got to want it before you have it.
Can you please repeat that? Mm-hmm. Is your name Earl?
Yes.
You will break through
mm-hmm. yes.
to your... You have a book.
Okay, you would break through into your own self as you let your joy make you forget your fear. Because dissociation is to forget. Now, if you're reading the Course in Miracles book, you might say, he's making that up. But I'm not making it up. Did it just say, you are the kingdom of heaven? Did it say that at the top of the paragraph?
No.
So when I use the substitutions, I promise you, I'm not using something I made up. I'm just using the definitions of the words that the Course in Miracles has for the words, and not the ones I made up, which is what makes it hard for everybody to read. They try to bring their own definitions of everything
yeah.
into the Course. So when they read Kingdom of Heaven, they get offended because they're bringing their definition of Kingdom of Heaven or their past experience of Christ or their past experience of the word Jesus, and then they get all upset. But they're not paying attention to the Course in Miracles definition of those things is different. And when you use it, it gives you a whole new book that's much more powerful than anything you could imagine. I love the idea that the kingdom of heaven, true love, bliss, that's what I am. I love that. But I've let this crap that I've been telling myself into my mind, so I need a new truth. Right. And he turns around and says, well, you have a radiance in you that you can let banish all of your fear. And that radiance is called the Holy Spirit. And if you will glorify the part of you that wants to be happy, your forgetting your fear will happen. And you will come through unto yourself. And you will finally know yourself for the first time as you really are.
That sounds great.
That's awesome to me.
Yeah.
And it's doable. Because I don't have to spend all day trying to analyze what my daddy did to me when I was 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to focus on choosing that voice that loves me. I need to focus on my call for love. You see what I'm saying? I had other things to focus on rather than what the person did to me at work yesterday.
And have the desire.
And I have the desire to be happy so much that I won't let my mind focus on that crap all the time. Because my peace is more important to me than what the secretary said to the boss.
Yeah.
Of course, the miracle said the first obstacle to peace is the desire to get rid of it. I think that's perfect to say. You know the first obstacle you have in peace, Earl? What? You give it away all the time. That's your obstacle to having peace. Anything happens, you give your peace away. Anything happens, you get upset. So the first obstacle to you being peaceful is your desire to get rid of it all the time, about anything. I went, boy, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How can anybody argue with that?
Well, plus they say, what you resist persists. So, you know, it's the same thing.
The same thing. The truth is going to come to us a million different ways to come to us in a way that will make us do it. That's what I like about the truth. It just keep coming at me. It says, well, I'm going to keep coming at you to one day. I'm going to come to you in the form that you're going to finally do something about it. Now, this might not be the Course in Miracles. You might sit up in the Course in Miracles and never apply one single idea you hear from it. But the truth is coming to you through the Course in Miracles. But guess what? If it can't get to you through the Course in Miracles, truth is so resourceful, it'll come up with some other way to get to you. That's the way love is, too. Love won't come to me through you. I know love going to find some woman to come to me through. And some man, too. I just got to stop being attached to you giving it to me if you don't want to.
Right.
Obviously, you're not the one to give it to me. Why? You running. You're saying, don't you dare call me.
Right.
Yeah. You're not real subtle. I hate you. I'm miserable when I'm in your presence. But do you love me, honey? We're so crazy. It's scary. You know, but how can I do it? What do they love me? Are they mistreating you?
What restraining
order? You know? But the part of me that hates me, the part of me that is not like the radiance, the part of me that the voice that I made up that I believe in more than the voice for God, I listen to that voice and it make me try to hang on in situations that I know are not for my own best interest.
Yeah.
You know why I'm staying in that situation that I know is not for my own best interest? Because I'm telling myself to.
Right.
That's the only reason why you're there. You're telling yourself to stay there.
Right.
This voice you made up. Because love would never tell you to stay in a fearful state of mind or a fearful place. Love would never say it. Stay in the thing that terrifies you because I love you. Fear would say that. Fear says stay where you're afraid. It's just too simple. That's why people can't take it. It's too simple. We need a complicated truth so we can mess around. I can delay if it's complicated. Oh, I'll do it, but that's so complicated. As soon as I figure it all out, I'll be glad to practice the truth. But I got to figure it out because it's complicated, man. Okay, there are two voices inside of you. One voice you made up, another voice came from God. You got to decide which one of those voices you want to listen to. When you listen to the voice for love, you can tell when you're listening to it because it will banish all the fear that you're going through right now. And you are the kingdom of heaven, but you told yourself some things that's keeping you from realizing that, so you need some new truth. Right. So let the radiance inside of you, the joy inside of you, the desire you have to be happy inside of you become so great that you will forget your fear and you'll finally break through unto your own and you finally yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is not complicated. Mm-hmm.
So one of the great pages that keeps you in seems to be it's the principle of the thing.
It's the yeah.
Kind of hear a lot of that.
It's the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that principle keeps you in from being happy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the principle is the principle of separation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the principle.
That's separation.
That's the principle of separation, which of course would say the principle of differences. And when it said that, it gave separation a whole new meaning to me. It's like, wow, separate means different? Yeah. The way you stay separate from each other is you think you're different from each other. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what I want to do is use your difference from each other as the way to get you to reach the oneness of each other. Okay? So your particular difference is the special form that nobody else can fulfill but you that you're supposed to bring the new truth and the love into the world. If you want it to be different, you got it. If you want it to be special, you got it. So stop trying to be special because you've already accomplished it. It's kind of redundant. Nobody else looks like you. Forget it. It's done. Now we can move on. No, I want everybody to recognize my difference. It's not enough to be different. I want you to acknowledge it. Okay, I will. As soon as you bring love in my life in such a unique way that I couldn't begin not to remember you because it's your unique way that nobody else can give it to me, so there's no competition and you don't have anything to be jealous about because I never meet anybody like you. So, yeah, you want to be different, I challenge everybody in this room. Show me your different way of expressing the truth and expressing love that would be different from the way that I would do it. So I can stay endlessly entertained while I learn. And you can feel great because you being yourself. Because all the other places are taken. That's what I tell everybody I know. Come on, I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. I want to see you. Show up. Who are you? Since I'm not going to judge you from the past, then you got to show me who you are right now. And don't you be who you thought somebody told you to be. I can tell when you're doing that because you're not happy. So I know when you're lying to me. See what I mean? Because if you're being yourself, you're going to be joyful. If you're being somebody else, you're a miserable person. So it's not hard for me to tell who being they self around me. So what am I supposed to do when they're sad? Just try to increase their safety enough that they can finally begin to show that person that they're afraid to show. Because maybe they got attacked one time when they first tried to show it.
Yeah.
You first tried to introduce yourself to the world and somebody said, "You pathetic! Go back in the back room!"
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody put you down, gave you something big. You know, you went, oh! You know, your opening night was horrible. You know, you suffering from that. You know, that the bad reviews just made you think you were messed up, you know? And so now it's time to understand it's a brand new play. And it's opening night, and the dress rehearsal is over. It's time to step up and let me see your love. And stop making up all these excuses for not showing it. Because you're scared. Yeah, you're scared. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see your love. Come on. See? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what would you do if everybody just jumped up and just came up and started hugging you and loving you?
It would remind me of prom night. I have had Mongolian cluster nutters. You know what they are? A Mongolian cluster. Okay, a Mongolian cluster nutter, for those of you who are interested.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just a bunch of people fully clothed hugging each other in a pile.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right. I would get through doing classes in Memphis, and at the end of the class, everybody would race to the middle of the room, and I would be hugging somebody, and somebody would hug them, and by the time the whole thing was over, it was just a mass of people with their arms around each other, hugging each other, swaying like that. That's the most terrifying thought to some people, but to some people, that's exactly what they want. To be in a reality where people feel that safe and that open and that beautiful, all sexes, all races, right together, in Memphis, Tennessee, the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, in my spiritual center, which was a renovated 7-Eleven, having stuff happening that was beyond anything anybody would imagine in so-called racist South. You know what I'm saying? And I've experienced so much love since I've been doing the Course in Miracles that it keeps me going, because the Course says you can remember the loving thoughts. Don't forget the loving thoughts. Your fearful mind always wants you to remember what went wrong. Your loving mind is going to say, well, you remember that time you were loved, and remember that time you were loved, and remember that time it went right, and remember that time you got what you wanted. That's not denial. That's just focus.
Yeah.
You know, I've already given the other stuff plenty of time. It's just about time to give me some balance. You know, I have to think positive for the rest of my life to try to balance off the negative thought I've done.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not about me being in denial. It's about me realizing what I want. I want love so much that it keeps moving me past my fear of extending and communicating and teaching and anything else that comes. I want to be safe so much that it pulls me past any of my desires to manipulate, control, fool, deceive. Because if I deceive you, all I'm going to get as a reward is pain.
Right.
I don't want that. Mm-hmm. It's nothing I want about you bad enough for me to lie to you to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't time it would have been, but not no more, because I don't want to hurt no more.
Yeah.
I don't want no more pain. Pain is self-deception. Pain is fooling yourself. The Course says pain is lying to yourself. That's why you're hurting, because you're lying to yourself about how loving you are and how much you deserve it. And every time you don't want to give yourself the love you deserve, you can always tell because you're hurting. And all that means is, I've been refusing to give myself the love that I deserve today. So when somebody asks you how you're feeling, you're feeling like crap, and that's what you should say, you know? Oh, man, I've been refusing to give myself the love that I really deserve today through my child, through my boss, through my car. You know, that's empowerment. That's reminding yourself that you deserve love while you're still telling the truth about what you feel. So you're not in denial, you're not trying to be positive, you're telling the truth, but you're empowering yourself at the same time. Because you're trying to make a breakthrough to you. You're trying to finally get to the goal, which is you. The more I get to know Earl, the more I love him.
Yeah. Me too.
It's like, man, I had no idea you was this cool. And you know what's so cool about meeting yourself? You don't really care whether anybody else agrees. That's the best part of all. Getting over that, oh my God, I need everybody else's acknowledgement for me to be great. Oh my goodness, do you realize how much power you claim for yourself when nobody else can affect how you feel about yourself? You take all their power away. They have to be real with you because they can manipulate you. They have to come straight from the heart. They have to do the only thing that really works, which is love. That's so cool. It's like, anything less than love, not going to work. I'm sorry, you're trapped into loving me if you want to reach me. If you want to influence me, love me.
Right.
And if you run away from love, I know that you are dangerous to me.
Right.
Thank you. Rejection is protection and redirection. 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 Rejection is protection and redirection.
Yes.
Somebody rejects you, they are redirecting you away from them.
Right.
Because your happiness is not located where they are.
Right.
And they are kind enough to tell you, to show you, to point you in another way.
Right.
So don't waste time. You know what I'm saying? They were nice enough to tell you, you know what? You could be taking up a whole lot of needless time. So I'm just going to let you know from the very beginning, I'm not interested.
Right. Yeah.
So don't you love me for saving you all that time? And not to mention the money you saved on dinner.
Right.
And movies and stuff. You know, you should be sending me a card for rejecting you, actually. If you were really on a high level of consciousness, you would just be going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that really took them out. I did that somebody one time, they rejected me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
God, you're so sweet. because I realized they were doing me a favor. I'm getting older. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time with people that don't make me happy.
Right.
And I don't have happiness without you. You can do that when you're a teenager, but later on, you'd be like, no, I ain't got no time for that stuff.
Me neither.
I'm getting ready to go meet me in a little while.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm passing through.
Yeah.
Thank God. Who want to stay here forever?
Really?
I don't care how cool the mountains are. I don't want to be here forever.
Me neither.
Me. That's me. I want to keep evolving. I want to appreciate where I am, go to the next level. Appreciate where I am, go to the next. I don't want to get stuck on no particular level.
No, me neither. Mm.
Do you?
No.
I want to fully enjoy it, though. I want to fully experience it with a great exuberance and innocence in life, don't you?
Yeah.
In the time two creations of God join, the Course says on one idea equally, it becomes the will of God. So every time we go into agreement about the happiness we think we deserve, it has the power of God behind it. That's why you should be willing to jump in and go, yeah! Doggone right, I want to join in that joy, too. I don't have to believe it to make it so. It doesn't have to be. It can be true whether I believe it or not. The Course says you don't want to get to the point. Don't try to get to the point in the body that you know everything, because that's impossible. But you should try to get to the point in your mind that there's nothing in your mind that obstructs your good. So she says you should be spending all your time, instead of trying to know everything, which you can at a perceptual level, what you should be doing is trying to correct your perception to the point that your mind would never block your good. That's the word for it. That's what I should spend my time doing. Getting my mind in a state where nothing in my mind will block my good, even though I don't necessarily know what my good is or where my good is coming from, but I don't want it blocked. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Course says, well, there's just two perceptions you have to get to that condition of mind. Just two perceptions. Do you want to know what?
Yes.
All right. The two perceptions are, I'm not going to share anything with you that I don't absolutely, totally believe will do anything but benefit you. Everything I say to you, I'm going to say it from a place of, I really believe this will benefit you. It's coming from love. Okay? The next thing I need to do, is have a mind that's totally devoid of attack. I don't want you to be hurt.
Right.
I don't want you to be hurt, and I'm only going to say something to you that I think is beneficial. Those two thoughts will create a shift. The Course says it will create such a shift in your mind that it will change the whole quality of your mind. And so you start to attract a whole new reality. That's deep, y'all. That's just two thoughts. Complexity, two thoughts. And then my mind says, well, I don't know how to do that. How do I get to the point that I do that? And then the Course in Miracles says, workbook, 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 Course in Miracles, workbook, Course in Miracles, workbook, 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 workbook. There are 365 lessons, one lesson for every day of the year. You don't have to believe the lessons. So what could be an easier lesson to do? These lessons will help you change your perception so that you reach the state of consciousness that the Course is talking about. The text that we're covering today is the theoretical framework that's getting us in touch with the overall thought system. That's all we're doing. We're hearing how it operates. We're not expected to be able to do it yet, which is great. Before the separation, you didn't need guidance. Before you separated from your source and your mind, you didn't even need guidance. So there was a time you didn't even need guidance. Think about that. There was a time that I didn't need help. There was a time in which I was whole and complete.
Right.
There was a time in which I was perfect.
Yep.
There was a time the man said, well, how did you leave that state? If you were so perfect, how in the heck did you? And the Course says,
there is no answer. There is only an experience. And I will give you an experience of love if you follow these directions that will get rid of all your doubts about everything else and everything you're wondering about everything. In other words, instead of engaging you in another intellectual thing, I'm going to try to explain to you what happened before you got here. Why don't I just give you an experience of how good you'll feel when you're practicing the truth and love and you're where you want to be. How about that?
Cool.
See, and I'm like, listen, looking at that, listen, and you know, I used to be so crazy, I still wanted the explanation.
Right.
Now, I still want you to explain to me the impossible. You know, and it's a book of saying, why don't you just let me give you the experience of everything you want right now? How about that?
Yeah.
But if I don't believe I deserve it, I'm certainly not going to do anything that will allow me to have it right now. So when I think I'm too guilty to have my happiness right now, I'll just need a lot of explanations to slow me down, to keep me from experiencing the answer right
now. I've done that.
Follow me?
Yeah.
You with me on that?
Yeah.
It's a trick. Don't fall for it. That need to understand everything is a trick to keep you from having the experience of the love that you deserve today. Because you're not letting yourself have it until you understand it is a way to delay yourself from receiving it. So there are people who want it now, and there are people who are afraid to have it now. Those who want to have it now just follow the instructions so they can have the experience right now. Like if I want to have the cake right now, and I take the recipe out, and I do the recipe right now, I don't call the person up who wrote the recipe and ask them why they wrote the recipe. And if the recipe is real. You know what I'm saying? I just go straight to doing the recipe. But if I'm afraid to eat cake, then I'm gonna make it hard. And I'm going to read the recipe wrong, and I'm going to do the recipe wrong. If I'm afraid of cake. So those who are afraid of happiness just do the recipe wrong.
Yeah. Ooh, my goodness.
So the last sentence that I'm going to cover and then run for my life. You're going to trip me, aren't you? I saw you stick your leg out right there.
You're tripping.
Yes. Last sentence is so cool. He says, you knew as you will know again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you do not know now. I'll say it again. You knew and you will know the truth again. As you do not know now, you will know again. Well, don't worry about
news.
That.
That's good news.
Isn't that cool?
That's good news.
That's cool. Thank you for listening to me today. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate me. All my me's. I love how the one mind divides itself up into all these different forms, and then we pretend we're different.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, right.
Thank you for sharing money with me, because I do the Course in Miracles full time in the world. That's the way I do my service in the world, is teaching full time. So thank you, because it's through your generosity that Spirit provides for me, through you. So we're both giving and receiving, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart and the sides too.
Okay, so where are we
going to
have the Mongolian experience?
Yeah.
Well, the Mongolian experience is normally very spontaneous.
Oh, but
it just happens. Now, I will be available for the Mongolian experience, and I'll be right there.
Okay.
And those who want to have the Mongolian experience, I'll be there for it. Those who don't, you're totally innocent. Totally innocent. See, that's everybody's test. you know, let me pass this around. I remember when I did the firewalk, and we had a workshop before we did the firewalk, from these high cones, and the person who was facilitating the workshop told us that it wasn't about whether or not we walked the fire or the hot coals. The real lesson was in whether or not we listened to ourselves and not do it if our inner self was telling us not to do it, or to do it if our inner self was saying do it. And that's the same thing I said about anything. Don't think that anybody's requiring anything of you just because they decide to do what they want to do. And that's what happens a lot. You know, we do a big hug and somebody's like, well, you expect me to hug? I don't expect you to do anything other than what you truly want to do in your heart, because that's when I know you're hearing the truth. It's when you feel innocent no matter what you do or don't do. You feel innocent. And that's what I want people to feel around me.
That's what I like about you.
And you've been around me long enough to know that I'm consistent in that. You know, that's how you can tell whether somebody's really the way they say they are, is how consistent they are about it. You know, and I want peace all the time, Judy. I want peace all the time, so much, I'll give it. I mean it. I want it so much, I'll give it. That's how much I want it. Because I couldn't really have it until I give it. So I can tell when I'm really ready for something. You want to know what you're not ready for? It's whatever you're not giving. So just stop playing with yourself about that. If you're not ready to give it, you're not ready to receive it. I used to sit around wanting people to give me stuff, love I wasn't giving, peace I wasn't giving, joy I wasn't giving, help I wasn't giving. I wanted people to do everything I wasn't doing. And you know what? That was a part of me that loved me so much, people was giving it to me anyway.
Yeah.
Even when it seemed like I didn't even deserve it. That's how you know you're full of love, because things go right for you even when you don't think you deserve it. That's how you know you're loving. Things will happen great for you in spite of yourself. You'll draw loving people in your life even though you may think that you're not worth anything. That's because there's a part of you that's never stopped loving and that is really loving.
Right.
And it's independent of what you do to be a good boy or girl.
Right.
Thank God.
So that whole thing of us trying to make ourselves good so we'll finally be able to receive the blessing, it's just entertainment for our ego.
Right.
And it's the kind of entertainment you should give your ego. It's the best kind we can do. It's the I'm going to reach enlightenment and love entertainment. Because you are love. You are guaranteed to succeed. I mean, how can you not succeed when you're asking for what you already have, which is you? Hmm.
Damn.
Hmm.
Play some good music.
And so.
Yeah, we need some
music
though.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
don't mind.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Still a long time, Earl.
Woo! Crank it up.
Okay, we're getting ready to go back out in the lab.
Something good.
We got,
I got that.
What I want to do in the last 2 minutes is an opportunity for you to hear, and I would like for you to allow yourself to hear this review real quick so that you can know what you're going out. Try to take one thought with you consciously. All the rest of them will be subconscious and they'll be there when you need them.
Yes. Yes, so good. Take one at a time.
Are you in love or are you in fear? Very easy.
Every time your fear comes up, every time you make yourself afraid, your real self places in your mind the call to be happy. This call to be happy is so strong that your fear will dissolve at the very sound of your desire to be happy. You've got to choose that you're going to hear one or two voices within you. One voice you made up yourself, and that didn't come from the love within you. But there's another voice in you that you received from God, the part of you that loves you. I'm only asking that you listen to the voice that loves you. it's possible to listen only to that voice and no other voice. And you've got to be willing, because it takes great willingness to learn to do it. But you are equal as a learner. You are the kingdom of heaven. You are so doggone cool. You are so doggone beautiful. You are so doggone awesome. You are the unlimited, unconditional love. That's you. But you let a belief in your not being that enter your mind. And so you need another truth.
Oh, yeah.
And your own happiness is the idea that you got to let banish the idea of fear. It's okay to want to be happy. The more you want to move towards your joy, the more you want to move towards your real happiness, it will allow you to forget the fear that your voice that you're making up is giving you right now. Because you didn't need any kind of guidance before you forgot your perfection. And you will know your perfection and your power and your love and your safety and your truth again. You will know again as you know now. You will know again as you know now. So the thought that we want to go out of here with is you are the kingdom of heaven. So it goes, I am the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven. What?
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven. I am the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of heaven. I am the kingdom of heaven. I am the kingdom of heaven. That means I am the kingdom of joy.
Yeah.
I am the kingdom of joy. And I claim my joy. And I claim my joy. And take a breath.